What's good, Wizards fans? It's your host, the real Ed Oliver, my guy Brandon Scott. Today, we're going to talk about the news with the Wizards having interest in Jay Crowder, and we're going to preview the Wizards game against the Charlotte Hornets. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
So I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so we're going to start off with the Jay Crowder news. Brian Windhorst came up with an article. Sam Amico also had an article as well, or just tying the Wizards to Jay Crowder. They've been tied to Jay Crowder for the past couple weeks, even during before the season even started, when Jay Crowder requested a trade out of Phoenix. You know, we both were like, hey, the Wizards should have some interest in this because we don't have a natural, you know, 3-and-D guy. You know, Denny's been playing that role. We just don't have a natural. Now, Denny's, I thought he's done a solid job filling in for the three, even though I think he's more of a natural four. But they are looking for a 3-and-D guy. And it's just telling with Tommy Shepard, you know, with having us tied to Jay Crowder. So what are your thoughts on the Wizards having interest in Jay Crowder? Do you think it's a good move if we did end up getting him?
I think it's a great move. I think it's a move that we definitely need. I think he answers three big areas for us. One, improve three-point shooting. Two, defense will get better, especially you slide him next to Kuz. I think that would be a nice forward duo. And three, the attitude. Man, he's got that dog in him. We need more dogs. We need more guys who are willing to, you know, get crazy, get nasty, man. So I think that it would be a good move. I think it would be an outstanding move on our part. I would definitely go for it.
No, seriously, we really do need some more mean guys on this roster for sure. I think we got a lot of nice guys. We got a lot of finesse guys. Now, Jay Crowder, he is 32 years old. He's not going to come in and you know, save the season or anything. Like, the season's not close to done, but I think it would be a good move as well. Last year, he averaged 9 points a game. Look at his three-point percentage. He shot 34% from the three with Phoenix, 38% from the year before, which is solid. That would, you know, I think he would come in and help the three-point shooting as well, the defense. You look at guys like Kevin Durant. You know, is he going to stop Kevin Durant? But he's the guy kind of like P.J. Tucker, where he made it tough on Kevin Durant. We need somebody like that. We need somebody who's not scared to get attacked or, you know, push somebody through an elbow. Like, we definitely need that. He's kind of like a Montrezl Harrell, just in a small four position. And he's played playoff basketball numerous years with Phoenix, with the Celtics. Every year, Jay Crowder's with Dallas. Jay Crowder's in the playoffs. And, you know, going back to John Wall, Bradley Beal, where we had the rivalry with Celtics. He was on that team as well. He's that guy that you like to have on your team, but you hate playing against. 6'6", 235 pounds. Look at his contract. He's making about $9.5 to $10.5 million. Now, looking at, you know, who would we have to give up, you know, it probably has to be one of the young guys. Probably has to be either Denny or Rui. I know a lot of people want to throw in Will Barton, but that's just too easy. Why would this? Because we got to think about it both ways, you know. Who would the Suns want from the Wizards? And Brian Windhorst said that he's looking for a power forward. You know, who do you think the Wizards – who do you think Tommy would be willing to give up, and who do you think the Suns would be looking at from our team as well?
Well, I think they would want Rui. You know, he's a restricted free agent going into the offseason. He's a young guy, three-level scorer. So I definitely see Rui, because if you look at Kuzma and Rui – you know, you got to pay one of them, you know, and the question has always been, are you willing to go into the luxury paying both Rui and Kuzma? I don't think they're going to do that. So I think Rui would be the guy. I think they want to, they like Denny's defense enough to where I think he's going to stick around for a little bit. So I think Rui's the guy, and Will Barton, I can see being thrown in there. Now, if I'm the GM, you know, I'm definitely asking for a pick. You know, if you look at the picks, they have their picks. Now, with Phoenix being a contending team, is going to be a later pick. But, hey, we'll take any pick we can get at this point. So, you know, I definitely would give up Rui and Barton for that deal. Easy.
So, Rui and Barton for Jay and a pick. So, Jay, he's making 10.2. Barton's making $13.5 million. Rui's making about, what, $6.5 million. I did see a trade that somebody had, like a trade machine trade, where it would be Rui and Barton for Jay Crowder and Dario Saric, which would be more realistic than I saw. I don't know if they're going to give us a pick. I mean, we both talked about before we started that the Suns, of course, they have interest in Kyle Kuzma. We're not giving up Kuz for Jay Crowder. That's just not realistic at all. But Rui and Barton, see, this is the thing. It just reminds me. It does give me vibes of an Ernie Grunfeld move where when we gave up, you know, Oubre for Trevor Ariza the second time around, or we trade one of the young guys for, you know, an old veteran who's still a good player, because I mean Ariza was a good player, but you know it wasn't going to push us to the playoffs. You know, when we're still trying to chase the playoffs, like, you know, we'll never ever tank. What Ted says, it feels like a move that's just going to just get us right into the playoffs. You know, right maybe that seventh, eighth seed, which I understand. I think Jay Crowder will make the team better, but you know, is it worth it to give up Rui, who's playing really 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 well? And I know, you know, Rui he's been out, his injury, his status, you know, he's missed 2 weeks now. You know, he's missed 2 weeks. And then last year, you know, he missed games, he missed half of the season. So, you know, your best ability is your availability. You know, if they want to throw Denny in the trade, you know, he has 1 year left on his contract where, you know, next year or this offseason is between Kuz and Rui, really, who are you going to bring back? Who are you willing to pay? So that's where I get, you know, they want to move on. They may want to move on for Rui so they can get something in return before hits free agency. And, you know, Tommy Shepard doesn't want to pay him. So I'm really reluctant on giving up Rui for Jay Crowder. I really am. I would give up Barton for Jay Crowder in a heartbeat, of course. I love Will Barton. I think he's a talented player, but honestly, it's almost to the point where, yeah, I would definitely help facilitate the trade Will Barton for Jay Crowder at this point. But man, I just think Rui's so talented, man. I think coming off the bench, man, we really missed his production the last couple of games, especially against the Nets. And I really think he can help him contribute this team. I think he's super, super talented. I think he's a three-level scorer. I think he's starting to rebound better. He was really fun. He was really getting in the rhythm before he got hurt. You know, the Charlotte Hornets game. There are a couple games where he was getting in rhythm and scoring really, really well. So I'm just reluctant to trade a young talent for a guy who's 32 who, you know, I feel like if we even trade for him, he probably won't even be here next year. But you can say the same thing for Rui. So it's tough decisions.
Yeah, I'm moving Will Barton from a half smoke from Ben Chili Bowl, bro. I'm just trying to get him out of here, man. You know?
Yeah, you help his bags. You help pack his bags and get on the Uber and drive him.
But I mean, I can see why you're hesitant to move Rui. I mean, a young guy who can score at that level is hard to let go. But that's why it's tricky, man, to develop or contend. It's hard to develop and contend at the same time, because very often, if you're serious about contending, you got to move some of your young pieces. You know, you look at a lot of teams that, you know, they had to move a lot of pieces to get better. It's just you got to sacrifice. You know, if we're serious about playoffs, because, you know, I know that Ted says he's never going to tank, and everybody's just shaking their head like, come on, man, let's just go ahead and just tear it all down. But, you know, if you're really serious about making a push for the playoffs, veteran leadership is important. You know, having that experience, playoff experience is important. Kuz shows that. You know, Kuz, that experience in L.A. shows. You know, he really grown into a leadership role in D.C. So, you know, I really do put a lot of money into experience, especially playoff experience. So I think it's a good move. I think it would be a very good move to make, because he can slide right in there next to Kuz. And I think we're better defensively. You know, his 3-point, he could shoot behind the arc. You know, it's just – so I think it's a win-win. For them, you know, for Phoenix, if you look on the flip side, they get a young guy. You know, if you look at their roster, they need a guy at the 4. You know, and right next to, you know, they got Mikal Bridges at the 3. And I know Chris Paul's out, because I was looking at Cameron Payne maybe getting him back in the deal. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah,
maybe,
we need a point guard bad.
Oh, absolutely. So I've always been big on Cameron Payne. So, but, you know, with Chris Paul being out right now, they're not going to move him. So – you know, yeah, I think it's a win-win for both teams.
Yeah, I really wish we could come up with a point guard. Maybe after he makes that deal, he does find a point guard. Now, I think it would help consolidate. Now, if you bring in Saric, it would bring another guy into the rotation. But if you're just bringing in Jay Crowder, then, yeah, you would consolidate, you would move Rui, and then Denny could come off the bench where he could, you know, get some more responsibilities handling the basketball and running the offense, like a lot of people want to see from him. That's where he's at his best, hand in the basketball. And I think he would go back to his natural role coming off the bench. And yes, I think the starting five of Brad, Crowder, Kuz at the four, Zingas at the five, and you would have a three that doesn't need the ball in his hands, and he would just get out of the way, and the spacing would be better for Zingas. The spacing would be better for Brad. The spacing would be better for Kuz. He'd knock down shots and play defense. So he's a good fit. I do think he's a good fit. I really do. I think he's a good fit. I just don't think, of course, I don't think he moves the needle, of course, for us to be a championship contender. But I think we would definitely make the playoffs if he did come here. I think that would happen. We just still need a point guard. But I do want to read the article from Real GM, Brian Windhorst article, and Keith Smith. But we're going to get a quick word in from Bat Online, and then we're going to finish up with a preview against the Charlotte Hornets. But before we get to that, we're going to hear from Bat Online. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. We've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And also make sure you guys check out Locked On Sports Today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today, from the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports. Go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm going to read the article really quick here. So Brian Windhorst said Phoenix has been asking for a power forward in return for Jay Crowder. He also mentioned Rui Hachimura as a potential trade candidate for the Suns. And I'm just going to bring up the article real quick. I'm going to read that. It's a pretty quick article from Basketball Real GM. He says, the Washington Wizards are in the middle of the play-in chase, not the playoff chase, but the play-in chase, and could look to upgrade their roster before the deadline. Like the Bucks and Miami Heat, the Wizards have shown interest in Jay Crowder. So we got to compete with the Bucks and the Heat. You got to keep that in mind, too. You know, what ammo do they have to trade? I know the Heat want to get rid of Duncan Robinson. The Bucks want to trade Grayson Allen. So what do the Suns want? Would they want that more than what we have? The Phoenix Suns have been attempting to find a workable trade offer for Crowder since the offseason. Quote from Brian Windhorst says, quote, there's been some chatter about them looking at a guy like Jay Crowder, said Brian Windhorst on his podcast. I'm pretty confident there's been some discussions between the Wizards and the Suns. Also, Brian Windhorst goes on to say, quote, we've been talking about Jay Crowder now for about 2 months. It's obvious it's a hard trade to pull off. The Wizards have a bunch of guys who make decent salaries on their roster they can use in a trade, end quote. The Suns are looking for a power forward in return for Crowder, according to Windhorst. The Wizards have multiple young power forwards in Rui and Denny. Now, do you see a possibility of Denny being included in the trade?
I could. Yeah, I mean, you could see that. But if you send Denny, then you're pretty much saying that you're going to re-sign Rui. Mm-hmm. And I have a tough time seeing Ted going to the luxury with, you know, Rui and Kuz under a new contract. I don't see it happen. Because are you really willing to go into the luxury for those two guys? You know, does Kuz and Rui going forward really move the needle as far as playoff and maybe a contending team? I don't know. I don't know yet. So, I mean, you could see that, but I think Rui's the guy they would send, because he's just, you know, he's a young player. They restricted free agent, so they can match any deal that's made to him in offseason. So I think it's a win-win. I think now looking at Sarich, I'm not a big like stretch four guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like, I'm a defensive minded guy. You know, I like guys who can defend. You know, he's not a good defender. I think he kind of slacks defensively. Now, he can score. He's a stretch forward, so he can score. But, you know, you could see maybe a three-team deal to get a point guard. Maybe, let's see. You're looking at Crowder, Sarich. We could send Rui, Barton, and maybe Monte Morris, and then add a third team and add a point guard. Mm-hmm. You know, because you got DeLong coming back, and you got Goodwin coming back. So, I mean, you could say that Monte might have played his way out with DC too. Like, the, you know, him and Will came together, and he might be leaving together. So, you know. So you never know. I mean, we definitely need a point guard. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a package deal. I mean, about Dario Saric, I know you talk about bigs that, you know, got to stretch the floor, because we talk about Gafford. I know you said that, you know, you want versatile bigs that can stretch the floor. So that's one thing he could do. He would be our backup to Porzingis, or the third string guy to Gafford, or interchange. If Gafford's not playing well, just bring up a different dynamic off the bench, another guy that can shoot and stretch the floor. So I could see him in the deal. Denny being in the deal, I wouldn't mind it, honestly. I wouldn't be against it if they had Denny and Barton and sent him to Phoenix, and you get Jay Crowder coming back, and they find a way to maybe get a deal with Rui. You know, I know he's a restricted free agent, so we'll see what other teams offer him. Maybe they could get a good deal with him. But, yeah, I would hate to see Rui go for Jay Crowder. I kind of – Sadiq Bey, we'll see what happens with that. Somebody I wouldn't sleep on either. I was just watching the Pistons game. He had like 2 points. He's been a little inconsistent lately. But I could see Sadiq Bey. I could see something for Sadiq Bey. It probably would be a swap. It'd probably be like a Rui for Sadiq Bey deal. It'd probably be a one-for-one deal or something like that. That's what I could see. Maybe like a Denny for Sadiq Bey or something like that. But we'll see what Tommy does. But last, before we wrap it up with Jay Crowder, how many more wins do you think Jay Crowder really brings to the team?
That's a good question. I think Jay Crowder could get us to 45 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everything goes right, maybe 50. And I say that because his experience. And, you know, he's got a dog in him. He can defend. He can shoot. We need him. I think he, you know, he adds more than Rui would to Phoenix, because Phoenix already had their core guys. So he would be that guy where he wouldn't require a lot of touches in Phoenix. But, you know, and the same thing, you can say the same thing about, you know, Crowder in D.C., but it's just that playoff experience. You know, if you combine that with Kuz, just we need that on this roster. We need guys who are going to hold people accountable. You know, we desperately need that right now. So, yeah, I could, if everything goes right. And when I say everything goes right, you know, if the defense can take that step forward, if 3-point shooting can get better and consistently better, and if Bradley Beal can slide back into that shooting guard score and we can really have that ball movement, then I can see us winning 45 to 50 games with him.
Mm. Yeah, and we don't have a vocal leader. You know, there's no knock on Brad. There's no knock on Zingas. Kuzma is that guy sometimes, but we just don't have it. We don't have a guy who, you know, who's just that rah-rah guy who's going to get up that in somebody's face. And Jay Crowder's that guy. He is. And I think looking at a lineup with DeLon Wright playing defense and Crowder playing defense, I think that would make Bradley Beal's defense better too. And Jordan Goodwin too. Just some scrappy, nasty guys. And we need that. We need some guys that are scrappy and nasty that can get the crowd into the game, or go on the road and get the crowd into the game too and get some people mad. And I think Jordan Goodwin's a guy that does that. And I think Crowder's a guy that does that. So, yeah, there's some pros and cons to it. If it was up to me, personally, I wouldn't trade Rui for Jay Crowder. But I get it. I understand it. I do. All right. But we'll wrap it up. Enough about Jay Crowder. All right. So, Hornets, let's see who LaMelo Ball most likely is going to be out. Dennis Smith Jr. may not play. Just looking at the Hornets' record, the Wizards are favored by 3. The Hornets are 6-15. This is another road game for the Wizards. The Wizards are 11-11. Who concerns you the most on that Hornets roster?
Terry Rozier. He gives me up, man. He's a microwave scorer, man. He can score. And like you said, with Ball being out and with Dennis Smith potentially being out, I don't see them starting Theo Maledon. So they could probably slide Rozier to point guard, Kelly Oubre at 2, and then McDaniels, Washington, and Plumlee. So, I mean, still, you can't sleep on him. You know, Rozier has cooked us in the past. He has definitely cooked us in the past. And Oubre, you know, he likes to show out against us. So I wouldn't sleep on him. But, yeah, definitely Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Terry. Kelly Oubre, he hurt us the last game as well. Nick Richards got a couple offensive boards against us last time. I don't think Gordon Hayward's playing either. I'm just looking at the box score from last night. He's always in and out of the lineup. He's just always injured somehow. I actually saw a report that his wife was complaining about the team doctors or something like that. Yeah. On Twitter, I saw that, that they don't protect the players. PJ Washington, he had a pretty good game against us last time. He had 16 points against it. They got blown out by the Celtics, 140-105. Jaden McDaniels had 24 points last night against the Celtics, even though they got blown out. Bryce McGowan's, Dennis Smith Jr. didn't play. Rozier did not play against the Celtics either. So we'll see, man. We could be playing against a depleted Hornets team. I know we've been playing against a lot of teams that are always – that have got their guys out, their stars out. And the Hornets, they may be going into tank mode pretty soon. They're 6-15, and their season is definitely dwindling game by game. So, I mean, what are your keys to victory?
Oh, keys to victory. Let's go ahead and start with defense, our favorite area. Defense, team defense, transition defense, paint defense, perimeter. We got to defend at a high level. We got to communicate on defense. We've got to make those rotations. We got to, you know, watch out for the mismatches. We just, you know, defense has got to be our calling card if we really want to beat this team, because you can't sleep on them. Mm-hmm. Two, consistent 3-point shooting. You know, we shot, 24% last game. So we need to short it up. And, you know, if we hit them in the perimeter, it leads into my third one, paint, scoring the paint. Let's get some touches in the paint. And I think KP, get him some touches in the paint, attack the basket, just get these fouls. And I think we should get this dub.
Definitely, yeah. The Hornets, they're really bad at defending the paint. They don't have another big. They can really check Porzingis. Plumlee is undersized. He's an undersized center. Richard is a little small too. I don't think he can check Porzingis. So we got to dominate in the paint, man. We got to start inside out. I would feed Porzingis from start to finish. He had 19 boards and 27 points, only had 14 attempts last game. He needs to shoot the ball more. We need to feed him the ball more. You look what he did against the Timberwolves. I think he can do with the same thing to Mason Plumlee and Nick Richards. This should be a big game for him. Defend the three-point line. We're not good at defending the three-point line. We are ranked 25th in opponent three-point percentage allowed. Now, the Hornets, they give up a lot of points in the paint. They are ranked 25th, giving up 52.8 points in the paint. So we got to stop settling for threes. We both talked about ball movement last night with Bradley Beal. You got to keep the ball movement. I don't want to see anything more than four or five dribbles from anybody. I definitely don't want to see more than four or five dribbles from Will Barton. Don't want to see from Bradley Beal. Only if it's in the flow of the offense is the only time I want to see more than really three to four dribbles from anybody on this roster. Maybe Kuz, and that's it. Four or five or six dribbles. Defend the three-point line. Run the offense through Porzingis. And let's push the pace. The Hornets are a top five team in pace. They love to run. Oubre likes to run. If Rozier plays, he likes to run. All those guys, they like to run. They're young guys, they like to run. And Jordan Goodwin, he's a key to victory too. I want to see him be a good defender at the point of attack. So those are my – I know it's a lot of keys to victory, but those are my keys to victory.
Yeah, I got one more.
And free throws.
Oh, gotta make free throws. Yes, sir, absolutely. I'm going to add one more. Let Plumlee shoot. Lord, that shot. I'm actually intrigued to see that shot. But no, yeah, like I said, my wife's from Charlotte. Yes, sir. So like I said, my wife's from Charlotte, man, so I need these bragging rights. So let's get this done, man.
Right. Okay. All right. Before we wrap up, what's your score prediction?
Yeah, ooh, you got one. Man, good one.
Got online.
I'm going to say 125 to 107.
High scoring game. Okay. Ooh. I'm going to say 115 to 110. 115, 110. We win comfortably. But they hit the Hornets come back and like hit a couple threes to bring it to 110 to 115. We're probably up by like 110 to 90. We're probably up 108 to 94, and then it finishes up like 110 to 105, something like that.
Okay, I can dig it.
Yep. Well, we're gonna wrap it up here. We're gonna see you guys this weekend, maybe tomorrow night, maybe Sunday night. After the two games this weekend, they play. Who did we play on Sunday? I think we played the Lakers on Sunday as well.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not mistaken. So that should be a fun one as well. We got a fun couple of games coming up here. So I just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today from the games that matter the most. The biggest stories in sports go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today available on this app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you guys subscribe to Locked On Wizards on YouTube. We're almost at 3,000 subs. Make sure you guys leave a review wherever you guys get a podcast. A 5-star review means a lot. Thank you for the people who have put out the hashtag Spotify Green Room and tagged us on Twitter. That means a lot that you guys have been rocking with us through the whole year of 2022. Let's get these two dubs this weekend. Hail to the Wizards. Peace.